hosts, callers, and guests are not those of DGVRadio.com, Envisage Productions LLC, its advertisers, sponsors, or employees.
All right, here we are. I like to hear it in my ear, though. Don't hear anything in my ear. Here we are. We welcome you right now to, of course, the Mike Radio Show here. Of course, here at DDV Radio. And we're just glad to have you one more time in this hour. Just trying to get some reception in my ear. I don't hear anything in my ear. It's recording. We're just not on live. So I have to just do it like this right now. We'll post the show up later. This is the day the Lord has made, and I'm going to rejoice, and I'm going to be glad in it. I thank you, Lord God, for you are the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. You're the Father of all glory, and you give it unto us the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Christ Jesus, that my eyes are enlightened, that I know the hope of your calling, the glorious riches that are inside the saints, and that exceeding greatness of your power to usward, because I believe according to the working of your mighty power, which you exerted in Christ, when you raised him from the dead, far above all principalities, all powers, all mights, all dominions, not only in this world, but the world which is to come, which is Christ's body that fills all in all, in Christ Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen. I want to show something today. I saw a book that someone was reading called The Power of Now. And I want to give you a word about the kingdom of now. If you have your Bibles, please go to Hebrews, the 11th chapter. I'm going to show you about what happens when you take action now. What happens when you don't listen to 30,000 people telling you it can't happen, it's impossible. Everybody left you, no one believes in you. But the power of now, and that's basically a kingdom principle. Faith is to believe in the now. Because I'm going to show you, according to Hebrews, it's important to understand how faith operates. We welcome you one more time to another episode of the Mike Radio Show here at www.mikebroadcastddv.com. And we're on every single Saturday from 2 o'clock to 3 o'clock. And I got a word today about the kingdom of now. And I've come to find out that we as a people suffer because we don't take the attitude of doing something now. It's always later on. It's always when someone comes later. Jesus Christ is going to crack the sky later. Here comes the tribulation later. Here comes the beast and the false prophet and the dragon later. 2,000 years from now, later. Everything always seems to be later on, and that is not biblical. When you deal with the kingdom, it is always in the now. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. So when someone gets a hold of a kingdom principle and say, I got to operate now, that's when things happen. The devil does not like it when you are an active people, when you want to put your hands to the plow and do some serious work in your community. The devil doesn't like it when you read what the word says and you operate it in the now, not tomorrow, not 10,000 years from now, but in the power of the now. And this is why I have a problem with people who always talk about Christ will fix it later on, in the sweet by and by, one day, someday, hello, what day, Monday, We never have an attitude of today as how you change and transform your community and your world. And so I've already prayed. If you have your Bibles, go to Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1. I'm going to read you a famous scripture that came to mind when I saw a title of a book. And it says, now faith is being sure of what we hope for and certain of what we do not see. This is what the ancients were commended for. And of course, this is the different translation I had. This is the Living Insight Study Bible by Charles E. Swindoll. But really, the text reads like this. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. So there is a realm that you can step into now that cannot be seen with the five physical senses. And I call that world the spiritual world. I call that the second heaven. I call that the world of invisibility, where all things happen, in which we, the church, supposed to manage and have access over. And so the more and more I understand how the power of now works, the more and more things become a reality. Now, I have discovered, according to scientists, according to people who study the universe, that everything that is seen comes out of stuff that you cannot see. Everything that is seen comes out of stuff that you cannot see. The same people that tell you they don't believe in God, they can't see him, is the same people that take their VCR and control and point it toward the TV and push the button. They don't see any electricity, don't see anything move from that handheld control to the television, but the channels began to change, which means there is a language, there is a world that is beyond the five physical senses. And so when you start understanding this, you realize there's things what we call devils, angels, and things that move on the behalf of mankind. Mankind has the license to manage the earth. Let me give you one of the victories we have as human beings. We have a body. A body gives you license to have authority over spirits. The devil does not have a body, neither does angels. Angels need permission from man, and devils look for bodies to flow through. All right. And even God couldn't come to the earth without a body. So God had to take on the body of Jesus the Christ. Christ is the God part. Jesus, the man part. They come together, make up Jesus the Christ. And Christ Jesus comes to the doorway of his mother with Mary, comes out, puts on the body, takes on human flesh. And now he has license and authority over spirits. So one thing about mankind, one thing about the planet Earth, it is a planet for flesh bodies, covering the spirit. So God takes the spirit and puts it inside of a flesh body, which gives it a dual identification. The flesh is for the earth, what I also call the body, and the spirit touches the second heaven and the third heaven. And God had fused this thing together and so that we can operate as a tripart being from the third heaven through the second heaven into the first heaven. And one of the things that God gave us is a thing called faith. And the Bible says without faith, it is impossible to please him. So there's something that God will require of you that must be done without it seem like he can't see it or you can't see it. But as you step out and do it, something begins to happen. That's why I love the name of a book that I saw called The Power of the Now. Okay. And the power of the now means that you have made a decision to do something now. And I've come to find out a lot of people in the body of Christ are quite lazy. They don't like to work. They like to pray all day. I'm going to say it again. They don't like to work. They want to pray all day. And sometimes praying takes the place of work, and that's called a form of laziness. All right? I read one of the things in the book said, accept, then act. Whatever the present moment contains, accept it as if you have chosen. Always work with it, not against it. Make it your friend and ally, not your enemy. This will miraculously transform your whole life. I love that quote because it means you have to accept what the present moment gives you, and then you have to act on it. You have to do something, okay? History is made by people who say, I'm going to do something now. Now, what folks don't know, let me give you a little a moment in Black history. Most of the time, we give a lot of credit to Dr. Martin Luther King, and we give a lot of credit to his crew of men and leaders. But the whole civil rights movement was instigated and started by a couple of Black women, Rosa Parks, and also the other young lady, I forgot her name, who sat on the bus first. She was 16 years old. And she was the first girl to take a stand against racism dealing with the bus ride. We'll find the name. I got my crew working on it. And she was pregnant. That's why the movement didn't get behind her. So they went and purposely planted Rosa Parks on the bus, and Rosa Parks took a stand. So she wasn't really the one that started the movement. It was a 16-year-old lady that did it. What's her name? Claudette Colvin. Yes, Claudette, who's still alive today, Claudette. She didn't get all the recognition. She didn't get all the accolades that Rosa Parks got because she was 16 and pregnant. And back then, the moral conscience of the nation was a woman should be pregnant until she's married. Look how far we've fallen. But the deep thing is that this 16-year-old girl decided, I'm going to take a stand now. So it doesn't matter how old you are. What happens, what you plan to do in the now season. We're going to always talk about what used to be, what should have been, what I could have done better. But everything happens in the present moment that you are given. What are you doing in the now? So let's look at your now life. Let's look, what's going on now in your life? Well, let's look at my life. I'm 54 years old. Married, got a 33-year-old son who just turned 34 years old, just passed Saturday. I have a 16-year-old daughter. I have a beautiful ministry. I got a close circle of friends. I have a transformative ministry that's taking place. There's a major change going on in my life, ministerial-wise. I don't have many right now with me in face, but I have more on social media. So the transition of a ministry is changing quickly, and God is having me focus on the now, not focus on what folks said. Well, Pastor Mike, you should have done this. Pastor Mike, should have done that. Pastor Mike, everybody got always a shoulda. If I was Pastor Mike, I'd do it that way. No. If it was Pastor Mike, you'd do it the same way because you'd be me. All right, so that's a dumb statement. What you might say, if I had an opportunity to do it like Pastor Mike, I'd do it like this. But God doesn't give you the opportunity because he uses me the way he uses me, and he uses you the way you need to be used. And so when I read this Hebrew scripture, and this is what I come to find out, that a lot of saints have missed their miracles and their breakthroughs because they don't operate in the now. They operate in, well, I done messed up, so I won't try it again. Or they say, I had a bad marriage, I won't have a third marriage. Or they say, you know, I try to get a girlfriend, the girlfriend rejected me, so no longer I want girls, now I want men. Same thing for women. You know, women, well, a man hurt me, so now I'm going to look to women. Let me tell you something. Make sure the choices you make are not birthed out of pain or birthed out of rejection. Famous scripture in the Bible of Esau, who was mad at his brother because his brother stole his birthright. It's recorded. He stole his birthright, and due to the birthright, all right, he was mad that his brother took his birthright, and that was Esau versus Jacob. Jacob tricked him out of his birthright. Now, Esau was so mad at Jacob, he decided to retaliate in the flesh. So he goes out and he marries another woman outside of his Jewish faith, which created a race of people that one day will attack his own bloodline. So make sure in your season of hurt, in your season of pain, you don't take the opportunity of the now to make bad choices. Sometimes when you're going through a tough season or a tough time, retreat to prayer, retreat to exercise, retreat to yoga, retreat to breathing. Find something to calm your soul down so that in your now moment, you don't make a dumb decision or a dumb mistake. I love the Hebrew scripture, chapter 11, verse 1, because it says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. So when things are not being seen or things are not operating like you think they're supposed to, that's the best time to operate in the now. That's the best time to operate. So I've learned that when things seem to be going backwards or seem to be looking crazy, I continue to speak into the spirit realm now. I talk to stuff I can't see now. I pray and talk to a God I can't see now. I use my authority in Christ Jesus' name now. I step out in faith now. I speak well of other people now. When I use my social media page, I train, equip, and I rebuke the enemy now. I'm not waiting for tomorrow. I'm not waiting for next month. I'm not waiting for someday over the rainbow. Now. Don't tell me you plan to get your college degree. You're not working on it now. Don't tell me you plan to go back to get your master's if you're not making plans now. Don't tell me you plan to open up a business. I'm always ask, what are you doing right now? Because there's a power in the now. And the power in the now also acknowledges that there are circumstances and things that have been handed to you, that you came into, that you was born into, that wasn't your fault. And the question will always be, how do you handle your now season? Now, this is not take away from planning in the future. We are not overlooking the pain you came through in your past. But what you can control are the decisions you make in this now season. That's why Hebrews says this is how you operate in faith. Now, faith is sure of what we expect for and certain of what we do not see. This is what the ancients were commended for. This is by faith. We understand that the universe or the worlds was framed or formed at God's command, so that what is seen was not made out of what was visible. I like how the scripture puts it. Simply means what you physically see was formed and framed and created from stuff that you cannot see. Now, let me give you something that just happened yesterday. There's a European guy named Jeff Bezos. He is the chief executive officer of Amazon. And him and Bill Gates was battling over who was the richest man in the year 2017. And the numbers just came in maybe last week. Jeff Bezos is worth $95 billion. One man is worth $95 $1 billion. I'm going to show you something, all right? Bill Gates, came in second. He came in second. He's worth $90 billion. What does it matter if you're worth 95 or 90? Because $1 billion is enough for the whole city. It's enough for some towns. You're worth $95 billion. Amazon, a daggone distribution company, Amazon, that bought up Whole Foods stores, Amazon, all right, who now employs close to 77% of people employment, which means only Walmart is in front of them. So this guy, Jeff Bezos, is the richest man on the planet Earth, according to this writing or what I did some study about. But you know what he had to do one day? Make up his mind. He's going to open a company. He's going to do something that folks don't think is dream match. He did it. Same thing for Bill Gates. Even for Mr. Walt Disney. Someone had to stand up or sit down. I'm going to do something now. And let me tell you something about people. And hear me closely. Church folks would pray all day, scream, holler, talk about the devil, talk about the white man with blue eyes, talk about all these religious overtones, but won't get up from their behind from a pew and get involved in the system, won't get involved in PTA meetings, won't attend any political rallies, won't have a voice to speak against issues, and we go back and do the same prayer circle next Sunday. I got something wrong with that. How you pray all day, how you shout all day, how you throw oil on people's clothes, knock folk over in the spirit, and don't get up and do something now. Something has to be done now. I am an action figure. I'm not talking about G.I. Joe or Action Jacks. I'm talking about, that means once I pray, once God showed me a glimpse of what I'm supposed to do, I'm going to do what Jesus says. Go ye into all the world and make disciples. That's moving in the now. And so, well, Pastor, what about the details? What about the mistakes? What about the falling down and getting up? That's the great thing about the now journey. You get out there and you move forward. And as you go forward in your journey, you learn on the way. And when you mess up, you go back and you tell your coach. You go back and tell your developer. You go back and tell your mentor how you did it, how you tried it, how you failed. And you go back to your small group of trusted believers who can strengthen you, sharp you up, and go back and try it again. We don't like to try nothing unless it's safe. We don't like to do anything unless everything measures out. And that's not how faith works. When I talk about the kingdom of now, this is Christ's kingdom. Someone has to make up in their mind that what God says is the truth. And I'm going to step out and walk in that thing. And along the way, as I walk in it, I want stuff to unfold as I go along. This is very important as I teach this. And this is why a lot of us in our church circles don't have any outreach ministry, because we think church takes place inside the four walls. But true church is a practice session preparing you to leave the four-wall building so you can take your now kingdom faith and bring impact to your community. But here's the problem. You would have to work. You have to get involved in people's lives. You got to smell people's doo-doo. I'm telling you right now, you got to deal with people's rejection. You got to deal with people's mental instability. You got to deal with people falsely accusing you. See, once you start wanting to help people, then the same people become your enemy. Let me give you a biblical scripture story, and most folks know this story. The Israelites were in bondage for 430 years, and about the end of that 430-year period, a group of slaves, Israelites, decided to start crying out to the Lord. It is possible that over 400 and some years, none of the Jews was crying out to the Lord. And once the 430-year period was almost up, a group of Jews that were slaves, Israel, began to groan to the Lord. I think it's Exodus chapter 2, Exodus chapter 3. And as they groaned to the Lord, the Bible said that God heard their cry, and then a deliverer was born whose name was Moses, all right? Moses' mother had decided to hide him in a basket to send him down the Nile River, because the law was passed out if a male Jewish child was born to abort the child, destroy the child, murder the child, so that Pharaoh can stay in power and stay in control. So just in case the God of the Hebrews prophecies try to come to pass, any male child that's born, let's destroy the male seed. Well, Moses' mother hid him out in a basket and put him down the Nile River and sent him down the Nile River. Well, she didn't know that Pharaoh's daughter, who prayed to the God of the Nile River, thought that the baby that came on the Nile River was answering the prayers that she was praying to the God of the Nile, because they worshiped the Nile River. So when the baby came down the Nile River, she thought the Nile River brought the baby. So she brought Moses into her house and then sent word to find Moses' mama and bring Moses' mama home to live with her. Think, imagine that. Moses' mama ended up living like a royal queen to raise her own child, thinking that Pharaoh's daughter was the adoptive mother. Only God can hook up a story like that. You know what happened? Moses gets raised up, realized he was really a Hebrew, and watched his own folks get suffered and was suffering on the slavery. He decided to rebel against the system. He did something in the now. He didn't wait for 50 votes. He didn't wait for everybody to like him and clap for him and give him certificates and robes. He wanted something to change now. He was born with a burden for his people. Can I not tell you, if you plan to operate in the kingdom of the now, you got to have a burden. What does that burden move you to do? If you're going to have a compassion. If you have no passion, you're not going to come. I know that sounds deep for some of y'all. And the problem is, you're not going to chase anything if there's no passion for it. It has to be a passion. You know, listen, working a job is one thing. Having a compassion to do something is a totally different ball game. I know people who got jobs and hate going to work. And I know some folks who work who love their jobs and don't confuse the two. And I know some folks who got jobs and don't go to work. So you got to understand, the passion means I'm working on something that gets me up in the morning and I'm dying to do it. I would do it even if I wasn't paid for it. And that passion drives you. And you get up every day, taking every minute by now mentality. Now it's 12. What can I do for my passion? Now it's 1 o'clock. What can I do for my passion? Now it's 12. I'm always building on the empire of my now. It's funny, a lot of people watch a lot of these black shows on TV, Empire, Mary Jane, another of these black shows. I have a problem with that, but I have a problem when we become addicted to it to a point that that's all we do all day. You get home at 6 and watch all the shows at 12, so you spend 6 hours watching other folks' dreams. Listen to me. You watch 6 hours every day watching other folks' dream while you're working for someone else's dream. When do you plan to work on your own? You got to do something in the now. Let me tell you something about time. Time is always running from you. So if you don't capture the time, you never get it back. I think youth is wasted on young people. Youth is wasted on young people. So when you get older, you look back and say, God, I wish I did that when I was younger. And you tell young folks all the time, while you're young, master your investments. While you're young, work on your credit now. While you're young, take out pieces of silver and gold and stack it away in a long-term investment. The younger you get it started, the better off you be. But if you never think about the now, if you always put it off till later, it will destroy you. I got 3 minutes for break time. Okay, I got 3 minutes before our first break. And what I'm trying to show you is that you got to take advantage of the kingdom of now. Now, you've been watching so far and listening to the Might Radio Show here at the DDB Radio at www.mightbroadcastddb.com every single Saturday from 2 o'clock to 3 o'clock. And I need you. Take it now. Don't ask. Take it now. Take it now. We'll come back to you after the break. We'll go more and more into the scripture. I'm going to finish the story about Moses. Keep with us.
Physical Therapy, located in Fairlawn, New Jersey, featuring one-on-one care. Bella Physical Therapy can help treat your orthopedic and sports injuries, chronic pain, men's health conditions, and women's health conditions. Also, treating headaches and tinnitus and vestibular disorders. It's easy to set up an appointment. Visit www.bella-pt.com or call 201-791-0008. That's 201-791-0008. You owe it to yourself to stop living in pain. Start the road to recovery. Call Bella Physical Therapy today. Tri-State Health and Wellness. If you're searching for a doctor who truly cares about your health and well-being, contact Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness. Dr. Alex specializes in treating law enforcement professionals and their families and features structure special hours to accommodate different work shifts. All necessary testing can be performed in their friendly and comfortable environment. Contact Tri-State Health and Wellness, located in Fairlow, New Jersey. Call 201-791-7771. That's 201-791-7771. Wayne Ford. If you are looking for a certified, used, or new vehicle, look no further. Visit Wayne Ford, New Jersey's law enforcement preferred dealer. Featuring the largest inventory of pre-owned vehicles in the tri-state area, Wayne Ford has been proudly serving the community for over 50 years. Conveniently located 1/4 mile from the Willowbrook Mall on Route 46 in Wayne, New Jersey, contact Wayne Ford today. Toll free 888-349-6857. That's 888-349-6857. Kale Orthopedic Center, featuring high performance care for bodies in motion. Kale Orthopedic is proud to provide comprehensive orthopedic care for New Jersey's finest. Every day you put your body at risk, and Kale Orthopedic is here to help you. Contact Kale Orthopedic at 201-447-3880. That's 201-447-3880. Kale Orthopedic, high performance care for bodies in motion. If you're tired of sleeping alone each night, contact Dr. Doblin of At Home Sleep Solutions. Dr. Doblin is New Jersey's law enforcement professional's preferred sleep apnea doctor. With the use of a custom-fitted oral device, you can now look forward to a restful night's sleep. Contact Dr. Doblin, featuring two convenient locations in Fairlawn and Trenton, New Jersey. Call 201-396-9338 or visit athomesleepsolutions.com. City Health Pharmacy, located at 23 Court Street in Newark, New Jersey. Come and experience why thousands of your neighbors choose City Health Pharmacy each and every month. City Health Pharmacy is a proud supporter of the men and women of New Jersey law enforcement, their families, and friends. Visit City Health Pharmacy today at 23 Court Street in Newark, New Jersey, or call 862-772-0442. That's 862-772-0442. When shopping for a new vehicle, look no further than Lester Glenn Auto Group. Why Lester Glenn? Because there's no middleman and no bait-and-switch tactics. Just supplier pricing for all police, EMTs, military, firefighters, nurses, and teachers. Active or retired with proper ID. Contact John Stetz today at Lester Glenn Auto Group, 732-228-1338. That number again, 732-228-1338. John Stetz at Lester Glenn Auto Group, a proud sponsor of Blue World Uncensored and NJ Blue Now. If you're looking for the widest variety of programming, diverse, uncensored, opinionated, you found it. DDVRadio.com is the place to be, with programs such as Uncle Floyd Radio, The Wise Guys Show, Curtain Call, and Blue World Uncensored. DDVRadio.com, the preferred radio network of NJ Blue Now. And now, back to the program, DDVRadio.com.
Right, we're back to the Mike Radio Show here at DDV Radio. This is the day the Lord has made. I'm rejoicing and glad in it. We also welcome those at Mike Live. And I'm going to let you know something. I've been talking about the kingdom of now. And I was talking earlier about Jeff Bezos, who is now the richest man on the planet Earth, is now worth about $95 billion. And according to some statistics, or according to some people, this company, Amazon, hires over 500,000 people. And I think only Walmart hires more. And I think that's wrong with the church, because we understand that true kingdom is the hiring of people, not just having church by ourselves, screaming and hollering and speaking in tongues, but speaking in a language so we can create some jobs. So our fathers can take care of their sons and daughters, and the mothers can feel good about loving the household. And we need to really create a sense of kingdom in the now. That means you appropriate the promises of God, and you chase after your dreams, and you create an atmosphere where people can grow in the things of Christ. Hello, my cousin Keisha. Thank you so much for being such a blessing. You know what I mean. And Dorcas, thank you for planning on coming to church tomorrow at the Mighty Sons of God Fellowship Church, because we haven't seen you in a while. You're on vacation for a long time. Need you to return back to your post. and Sheila McDaniel, thank you for watching. Hope you're coming over tomorrow. We're having a good time tomorrow. Don't miss this, because I believe in the page of the now. And I want to publicly announce, as I continually announce, the working relationship between three powerful men, Mr. Seiko, Reverend Lagarde Jr., Pastor Michael McDuffie, three men working together as a team. And I will continue to pray and believe for three men working as a team. And no weapon formed against us shall prosper. Glory be to God. And I'm talking about doing it in the now. All right. And my question is, as you watch my show and listen to me, what do you plan to do in the now? What do you plan to do in the now that will change your tomorrow? What do you plan to do in the now that will change your tomorrow? Most folks get the same tomorrow because they do nothing in their present now, and they fuss about yesterday. If you plan to change your tomorrows, you have to do something different in today so one day you can celebrate your yesterdays. And I realize a lot of people out here complain and fuss and fight. They look bitter and mean and old because they never did nothing. All they do is complain and point fingers. When you ask them, do you have a ministry? Are you getting involved in your community? Do you have a 501c? Do you have a for-profit organization? Do you have a nonprofit? Do you have a group that meets with young people? Have you adopted someone? Are you praying for the sick? Are you visiting someone in prison? Are you ministering to someone who doesn't have a father? Have you ministered to someone that lost a loved one? Are you dealing with people who are sick? We don't like ministry. We don't like anything. We want stuff to be handed to us as a finished product. And that's not the way the kingdom works. When God gives us something, he gives it to us halfway finished. Or someone started it and God said, finish this assignment. Fulfill this word. And we don't want to work. And the reason why I don't want to work, because it takes practice. It takes equipping. It takes energizing each other. God bless you, Joshua Quinn Weir, one of the greatest soldiers in the world. We have to work as if everything depends on us, and we have to pray as if everything depends on God. And I've been looking at the book of Hebrews chapter 11. I've been talking to someone about Moses, how he was raised as a leader. And when God raised him up, his own people who he came to deliver became his enemies. I want you to be very carefully. Just because you operate in the now doesn't mean the people that you've been sent to deliver are not your enemies at first. God will turn your enemies into your friends if you stay consistent in doing the right thing in your now season. Don't turn backwards and do the complete opposite of what you know what's right to do in your now season. And I think your now season is your investment season. You're investing in your present for a better tomorrow. Now, when you read Hebrews chapter 11, he talks about some of these men that did something in their nows that produced such a harvest for later, okay? When you read Hebrews 11 verse 1, it's about faith. Abel offered God a better sacrifice than Cain. He did that in the now season. Not tomorrow, not next week. He operated in the sacrificial tithing principle in the now. Okay, and even though his brother murdered him, his blood spoke from the ground. So when the blood came out the body, the blood spoke. When the blood is in the body, the blood is silent. But once the blood comes out, it has a voice. And that voice says, by faith, it still speaks, even though he is dead. Which means there are going to be some martyrs. There's going to be some people who died for righteousness. For blacks to be free, some folks gave their lives up, and their blood still speaks today. And I know every time we hear that, we think of one black guy, Dr. Martin Luther King. But there were so many other black men and black women who laid their blood down to bring a what I call a sense of attention and bringing what I call direct action to some stuff that was done unjustly to black African Americans. And of course, other races benefited from it. We understand that. But keep in mind that the civil rights movement was birthed out of the mistreatment and the uninformed mistreatment and our being mistreated as a black African American people. Now, everybody benefited from it. The midgets, the women's rights, you know, Jews, everybody benefited from it but us. But there were people that laid their lives down for righteousness' sake. And can I not tell you, when you start operating in the kingdom of now, you're going to be persecuted. You're going to be attacked. You're going to be talked about. You're going to be falsely accused because people like lazy people. What people don't like are passive aggressive people who don't care what you think but going to go for it and do what they got to do. See, I'm like this. You get in front of me, you might get ran over. That's what I'm like. You know, you can reject me, you can overlook me, you cannot support me. I'm used to all of that. But don't get in the way of me. Don't get in the way of me because I might run you over. Because I'm a firm believer that what God promised me, it's for me. It's got my name on it. It has my phone number on it. It got my social security number on it. It got my blood, grit, and tears on it. And I'm going for it. And that's the mindset you got to have when it's now is your time. And my pastor, LaGarde Sr., used to say, if not now, when? If not us, who? See, that how powerful that is? So we have a propensity to tell other folks, what you plan to do later? Well, I'm going to do this later. I'm going to do this later on. And my question is always, what you plan to do today on Saturday, on October the 28th, that will change your perspective of life? What books are you reading? What stuff are you studying? Are you working out? Are you stretching? Are you working on your body? Are you working on your teeth? I need to know something you're planning on doing today to now that's going to better your tomorrow. There are people who are suffering now at the age of 80 and the age of 70 who did not take advantage of their now season at the age of 20. So now as you're 80 and 85, you are suffering the harvest of what you did not take advantage of at the age of 20. I have a 16-year-old daughter, and I love her to life. That's Micaiah. And she has a voice that would sing you out to gym. But I'm also looking at her diet, her alkaline foods versus her acid foods. And every time we get up in the morning, she has to drink a certain drink I put together, and it's nasty to her. And I know she don't like it, but I understand that later on, she will love me. Later on, she'll understand it, because when you get to be like 25 and 30 and 33, you're going to realize you would age differently. You won't look as old as everybody else. Your hair will grow down to your shoulders. You will have a brightness in your face because of all the alkaline food. See, take an authority over your now. And keep in mind, faith works by now, not by yesterday, not even by the future. Faith works by what you plan to do right now. Right now, make up in your mind, I'm going to church service. Right now. Make up in your mind, I'm going back to college to get my master's degree. Right now. Make up in your mind, I'm going after my doctorate. See, you have to say it now. And then take out your little black notebook or your iPad and start writing down things you plan to do right now. That's how faith operates. Now, without even seeing anything, how it's going to happen. Well, Pastor Mike, I'm going to buy a house. I don't have a down payment. I'm going to get an apartment. I don't have enough money. Pastor Mike, I'm going to get a car. My credit is bad. See, we're always rehearsing how things will not work out while we're still sitting in a chair. Faith is a passive aggression to get up and move towards something that seems to be impossible to acquire. And as you move towards it, it moves towards you. There's a rap song that said, when I move, you move, just like that. See, and that was by my good friend, who's the brother of Martin. What was his name? I forgot his name, who wrote that song. But the question is, when you move, other stuff moves towards you. So if you stand still, the other stuff stands still. So faith actually allows your blood to get your legs and your arms and your eyes moving. And once you move, stuff starts popping into view. God bless you, Rodney. God bless you, Ms. Nelson. God bless you, Mr. James Jackson. And so this is why I always try to continue to teach these principles. That book called The Power of the Now is kind of exactly what we need to do in this hour. This is why I continually teach people all the time that nothing happens by sitting still and complaining. Nothing happens by saying, well, someone ought to have done something. I hope someone do something. Why is not you? Why can't you do something? Why won't you do something? Why won't you get involved? Why won't you count it a risk to get out there to start a business, start a 501c3, get a group of girls started, get a group of men started. My son, Tawan Torres, has this group called Safe House Sports. And he has decided to take School 10 and create a youth basketball league for young people. I said, I love that. That's his power of his now. Reverend Marcus Devlin of Market E Ministries, working between two schools, School 30 Don Bosco, building Market E Ministries, building his tricky trades. He's working in the now, you know. And Evelisa Brown, heart to heart, got to work on it now. Dr. Peggy Cook, purposely chosen, work on it now. Genesis Ministries, Shante Porter, got to work on it now. Minister Chandra, No Holds Barred, got to work on it now. What do you plan to work on now, Pastor Tim? If you don't work on nothing, Mom Colin, nothing takes place. Nothing. You have to get up and say, I already got the burden. I understand the word. Let me apply my feet to what I believe. See what I'm saying? More than me see eye. It's not going to happen, Minister J, unless you go for it. Got to get up, make up in your mind, and say, let me go see this principal. Let me go see this guy that owned this business. Let me, and see, when you start operating in the now, your faith starts producing. Moses had to make up his mind, I'm going to see Pharaoh. And when he get to Pharaoh the first time after leaving that mountain, Pharaoh put pressure on the fellow Hebrew slaves, took away the straw, so it took them harder to build bricks. And the very people that Moses was sent to deliver became his enemies at first. That's why in a season when people falsely accuse you and call you the enemy, stand still. Stay right there. Because later on, it'll spin around and them same enemies will say, you know what? I misjudged you. I said something wrong. I apologize. I falsely accuse you. I realize that you did this for the betterment and the power of my people and myself. And a lot of times when people falsely accuse you, they're only speaking to you from their own consciousness. That means if they had the opportunity, they would do that. So people usually speak through foggy glasses. They fog up their own thinking by their own mind, and then they judge you according to their own actions. God bless you, Charles Cobb, the greatest saxophone player ever to come out of the city of Patterson. And so I'm teaching you that nothing happens until you move out in the now. Charles Cobb was playing saxophone since I was in school 21. His father made him pick that saxophone up and play that saxophone every single day. He became one of the greatest police officers, retired, and now he's playing his sax all over the world. And that thing has made money for you, Charles. Why? Because you practiced when you was little. You practiced at 5 years old, 6 years old. I picked up the guitar, played it, dropped it down. I picked it up, dropped it down. Charles, you stayed with something long enough so that very instrument brings you income. You know why? That's called the kingdom of the now. If you don't plan to do nothing in the now, do me a favor, shut up. This is a strong word to the church. Stop talking and start doing something. And I'm sick of people talking and don't do anything. I'd rather have you talk, try something, fail at it, and still get back up and try it again. If that is not your mindset, let me tell you something. We're just wasting time. We like to waste time and complain about stuff, but don't get involved in what I call the true issues of life, which put your hands to the plow and do something in the now. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. So when you read this in the Bible, in Hebrews 11, he talks about Abel. And Abel made a sacrifice in the now. His brother murdered him, and his blood still spoke from the ground, which was prophetic of the up and coming shedding of the blood of Christ Jesus. Verse 3, by faith now, Enoch was taken from this life so that he did not even experience death. He could not be found because God took him away before he was taken. He was commended as one who pleased God. This brother pleased God so well that when death went looking for Enoch, God took him before death took him out. That's some powerful stuff. What does your faith produce because you move when God tells you to move? Some of you are sitting on top of miracles because God told you to get up and sow a seed in the Pastor McDuffie's ministry. And you sat there and you sat on it. God told you to sow 1,000. Some of you told you to sow 5. Some of you told you to sow a gift, something to support what I'm doing. And you told God, I don't have time. I don't want to. And you messed up your now season. Now, that's just like, that don't go just for me. That goes for any ministry you're learning from, anyone you're around that's training and equipping you. Have you taken out time to sow seed? Or are you like someone that goes in the restaurant, eats up all the food, and walks out without paying the check? And there's a lot of people that do that. They flip through their phone, they watch the YouTube videos, they download the music, and they don't support the music. You know, I had this one brother say this to me, and I don't agree with him all the way, but he said before I duplicate DVDs, or before I find a movie and I duplicate it, I always go to the theater and at least buy a couple of tickets. He said, I at least support the artist, and then I go out and duplicate it and sell the DVD. Now, of course, it's illegal, but I kind of honor him. At least he said I went out and bought one and supported it first. I'm telling you that this is the hour where the church have to learn that things operate in the now, okay? It went from Abel to Enoch to Noah. When God told Noah, build the ark now. Can you imagine Noah saying, well, I'll do it tomorrow. I'll do it later on. And what happened was Noah, when warned about things to come, yet in holy fear, he went and started building an ark. So Noah was told something was coming. And based on his future, he started working on something now. And according to some biblical scholars, it took him 120 years to build this boat. That's crazy, right? And you imagine him building his boat in his front yard and folk walking by. You got to be crazy. Laughing, picking at him. Until that first raindrop came down. Because at that time, no rain came out the sky. The water came up from the ground. So when he told them the rain was coming, they laughed at him because they had not experienced this new thing called rain out the sky. And let me tell you how deep this thing is. When you begin to tell people what God is telling you to do, when you begin to rehearse to people how God planned on using you, when you begin to say things that people like, for an example, I'm about to do this, I'm about to do that. This has never been done before. I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. They will laugh at you. Let me tell you something. And they may not do it in your face, they'll do it behind your back because they never saw themselves laugh. They never saw themselves doing what you said you planned to do. There was a famous haunted show, I forgot the name of, where the lady could move things with her mind. And it was back in the early 80s, they did a remix of it, and she went to her prom, and these folks picked at her. Carrie, I think it was Carrie. Yeah. Carrie. And they did a new updated version of Carrie. And Carrie had these amazing powers that she inherited from her mother. Her mother was a nut. But she went to the prom and tried to be normal, and these folks started picking at her. And I remember one line said, they're all going to laugh at me. They're all going to laugh at me. And they treated her so bad until she started operating in her gift. And she started bringing the house down, moving stuff with her mind, and knocking Negroes out, and sending forth pieces of material with her mind. Now, I don't agree with the horror of the picture and the violence of it, but here's the principle. Be very careful who you laugh at. Be very careful who you say will never make it. Because you never know who would turn around and start saying, I thought you said I wouldn't make it. And this is why I love people who got a power of the now mind. I love it when people say, it's impossible. It can't be done. No one has ever done that before. I love it when people say you can't, because I've proved that it can be done. Even with limited funds, even when folks say it's never been done before. History is made when someone does it for the very first time. On Jimmy Coastley, because I'm about to close. History is made when someone does something for the very first time. If you come in second, you violate a principle called it's been done before. And what God is looking for, and what the world is shocked by, is when someone operates in the kingdom of now and does something that's never been done before. I love to shock people. I love for folk to count me out. I love for folk to quit and give up on me. I love for folk to walk by and think because they left me, I'm supposed to quit. No, sir. I brush my teeth even brighter and whiter, and so my teeth get real bright. So when folk walk away from me, I still be smiling. I still be glistening. Because the job of a witchcraft worker is to cast a spell on you to make you feel depressed as they feel depressed. Or they feel let down, so once you feel let down. No, no, sir. Not me, buddy. I've been done telling you. I'll step over that way then. Because I'm still going forward. Because what the enemy wants to do is wear you out and get you to believe you cannot operate in the kingdom of now. I pronounce to you over this Facebook Live, over Facebook Live, over my mic live show, I pronounce over www.mikebroadcastddv.com. I release you from your past, and I command you to move into your now season. I release you from your excuses and your lack of funds, and I can't get it done. I break that spirit. I break that mentality. I drive it out in the name of Jesus. And I release you to the mind of Christ, that you begin to capture your moment and go forward in the great things that you need. I call forth your office. I call forth your 501c3, your nonprofit. I call forth your for-profit. I call forth your team. I call forth your dream. That you move in the power of the now, which I call the kingdom of now. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Now tomorrow at the Community Baptist Church of Love, which we share now, we are at the auditorium at 9 o'clock a.m. to 11:30. I want you to come out as I continue to talk about steps to bring in new changes for this new year for your ministry. If you're ready to work and put your hands to the plow, I'll see you tomorrow at 9 o'clock a.m. at 535 Broadway and 23rd Street. I got to begin to close. Okay? Keep going? Okay. Thank you. All right. I want you to know that as I begin to move towards my closing, that it's going to take your feet and your legs to move towards. I need to sit under Pastor McDuffie's ministry so he can equip me and train me for what I plan to do. And I'm going to take a now decision. Now, if my service starts at 9 o'clock, you may have to be in the bed by 12 o'clock. Get your 8 hours of sleep. Get up in the morning. Eat your breakfast. Got about 5 minutes left. And get up and say, let me do something I've never done before. Let me go to the church building and be fed by Pastor McDuffie. You may have to do that. And you may have to cut your phone off. You may have to tell them about it. But once you start telling them you're going to Pastor Duffy ministry, they're going to always rehearse you how bad Pastor Duffy is. And he don't know what he's doing. And he won't hear from God. And they're going to try to talk you out of your blessing. But those people who can tap into the prophet and bring the prophet a cup of water, you're going to be blessed so much. The Bible says, believe your prophets and you will prosper. And I'm so looking forward to our return back to the auditorium. Lights are on, water's running, electricity is on, and we're cleaning the place up as we continue to have service as the building is being renovated. And I'm telling you, it is so exciting to watch churches work side by side. It is so exciting to watch strategic partnerships. And though the enemy tries to come in to split it, he is a defeated foe. For 1 Peter chapter 5 says, casting your care upon the Lord before he cares for you. And then it says, be sober and be vigilant, which means be hero-like. For the enemy, your devil, roams around like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. He can't devour everyone. He got a specific target people who he can devour. I'm not on that list. He's scared of me. So though he puts pressure on me, I will not be destroyed. I will not be devoured. I am an overcomer. I am a conqueror. And because I move through Christ, I got victory all day long. I even speak healing over my father's body, Mr. Isaac. I speak healing over my mother's body, Miss Ruby. I speak healing over my brothers, Ronald, Derek, and Jay. I speak over all my friends and all my circles who send these posts out, who connect with me, that if you got brothers and sisters and mothers and fathers and grandparents, I release a protective shield anointing over you. Psalms 91, Psalms 27, and every devil that comes against you, they're already defeated. The Bible says when the enemies come against me, they stumble and they fall. They stumble and they fall. Listen to me. They stumble and they fall. This is why it's dangerous to mess with a worshiper or mess with someone that loves the Lord. When you come up against me, you stumble and you fall. That deals with finances, that deals with people, that deals with demon spirits. You stumble and you fall. You come out against me one way, you scatter in seven different ways. That is my promise. I walk out this place today in the power of the now. The ability to get up to say, now is the moment I live in. I have to capture it right now. I went to see a comedian last night. I forgot his name. Tracy Morgan. And Tracy Morgan was in a tremendous truck accident. A Walmart truck hit him. He should have died. He explained that accident last night. I was horrified by all the bones being crushed in his face. and he should have died. He lost one of his best friends in that accident, but he survived it. And even on stage, I still saw him limping, had to sit in a chair, but he survived it. And even though his humor was vulgar, even though his humor was quite sexually perverted, I looked past all of that and I saw a man that was trying to communicate love to the crowd. And this is what he said: we need to appreciate people while they are alive, because one day you might not have them. That was the message I heard, you know. And I said to myself, he is still operating in this gift of helping people out. And the deep thing is, Walmart paid him $90 million for that accident. $90 million. He survived it. He still was a comedian. He had money before he got hit. So it took that and put it on top of another. But he survived it, and God allowed him to survive it. And what he said is, from this day forth, he is going to use the gift of humor to lift the stress off of people and tell jokes the way he wants to tell jokes. He said, I admit I'm a gangster. He said, I admit I'm a little perverted and twisted, but y'all keep praying for me. And I enjoyed him. I really did. There were some people that couldn't take the curse and could take it. I understand that. He ain't for everybody. And some folks got PG ears. They can't handle certain things. My thing is, you shouldn't go to his concert. You already know what he's going to say. But anyway, but here's my point, bigger than the show. What do you plan to do in your now that would change your tomorrow, so one day you can enjoy your yesterdays? I release you tonight from excuses. I gotta go. Thank you for listening to www.mightbroadcastddb.com. Tune in next Saturday, 2 o'clock to 3 o'clock. Thank you for watching Might Live. I gotta go. Love you so much. See you tomorrow in church. Love you.
Bella Physical Therapy, located in Fairlawn, New featuring one-on-one care. Bella Physical Therapy can help treat your orthopedic and sports injuries, chronic pain, men's health conditions, and women's health conditions. Also, treating headaches and tinnitus and vestibular disorders. It's easy to set up an appointment. Visit www.bella-pt.com or call 201-791-0008. That's 201-791-0008. You owe it to yourself to stop living in pain. Start the road to recovery. Call Bella Physical Therapy today. Tri-State Health and Wellness. If you're searching for a doctor who truly cares about your health and well-being, contact Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness. Dr. Alex specializes in treating law enforcement professionals and their families, and features special hours to accommodate different work shifts. All necessary testing can be performed in their friendly and comfortable environment. Contact Tri-State Health and Wellness, located in Fairlawn, New Jersey. Call 201-791-7771. That's 201-791-7771. Wayne Ford. If you're looking for a certified, used, or new vehicle, look no further. Visit Wayne Ford, New Jersey's law enforcement preferred dealer. Featuring the largest inventory of pre-owned vehicles in the tri-state area, Wayne Ford has been proudly serving the community for over 50 years. Conveniently located 1/4 mile from the Willowbrook Mall on Route 46 in Wayne, New Jersey, contact Wayne Ford today. Toll free 888-349-6857. That's 888-349-6857. Kale Orthopedic Center, featuring high performance care for bodies in motion. Kale Orthopedic is proud to provide comprehensive orthopedic care for New Jersey's finest. Every day you put your body at risk, and Kale Orthopedic is here to help you. Contact Kale Orthopedic at 201-447-3880. That's 201-447-3880. Kale Orthopedic, high performance care for bodies in motion. If you're tired of sleeping alone each night, contact Dr. Doblin of At Home Sleep Solutions. Dr. Doblin is New Jersey's law enforcement professional's preferred sleep apnea doctor. With the use of a custom-fitted oral device, you can now look forward to a restful night's sleep. Contact Dr. Doblin, featuring two convenient locations in Fairlawn and Trenton, New Jersey. Call 201-396-9338 or visit athomesleepsolutions.com. City Health Pharmacy, located at 23 Court Street in Newark, New Jersey. Come and experience why thousands of your neighbors choose City Health Pharmacy each and every month. month. City Health Pharmacy is a proud supporter of the men and women of New Jersey law enforcement, their families, and friends. Visit City Health Pharmacy today at 23 Court Street in Newark, New Jersey, or call 862-772-0442. That's 862-772-0442. When shopping for a new vehicle, look no further than Lester Glenn Auto Group. Why Lester Glenn? Because there's no middleman and no bait-and-switch tactics. Just supplier pricing for all police, EMTs, military, firefighters, nurses, and teachers. Active or retired with proper ID. Contact John Stetz today at Lester Glenn Auto Group, 732-228-1338. That number again, 732-228-1338. John Stetz at Lester Glenn Auto Group, a proud sponsor of Blue World Uncensored and NJ Blue Now. If you're looking for the widest variety of programming, diverse, uncensored, opinionated, you found it. DDVRadio.com is the place to be, with programs such as Uncle Floyd Radio, The Wise Guys Show, Curtain Call, and Blue World Uncensored. DDVRadio.com.